ikomplu jiżdiedu l-prezzijiet ta' l-ikel. Il-Prem-Ministru Awstraljani ħabbar $200 miljun fondi addizzjonali f'investiment fl-isports tan-nisa u l-Gvern tal-Viktorja jaqbel li ħallas lill-korpi tal-lob tal-Commonwealth $380 miljun f'kumpens wara li ikkanċella l-lob għas-sena 2026. Insermilkom dan huwa ġew għaxa bulettin ta' aħbarijiet miġbura mir-riżorsi tal-SBS. Riċerkaturi mill-Università ta' Deakin sabu li il-prezzijiet tal-ħaxix tal-ikel frizzat żdiedu bi 18% f'dawn l-aħħar 12-il xahar waqt li l-ikel fil-bottijiet huwa 25% aktar għoli. L-Istitut ta' l-Università għall-bidla fis-saħħa iċċekkja l-prezzijiet tal-ikel u sab żieda sostanzjali f'ħafna mill-prodotti. Dr. Kristina Zorbas mill-Università ta' Deakin qalet lill-ABC li din l-informazzjoni turi li wasal iż-żmien li l-Gvern jieħu azzjoni.
Some sort of national nutrition or food strategy and plan where we have these regular check-ins and monitoring of the system.
Il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Anthony Albanese ħabbar $200 miljun fondi addizzjonali bħala parti ta' dak li sejjaħ l-akbar investiment komprensiv fl-isports tan-nisa. Il-Gvern ħabbar programm ta' fondi u riformi biex jappoġġjaw is-sem tan-nisa fl-isport u biex jiżgura li aktar avvenimenti bħat-tazza tad-dinja tal-futbol tan-nisa jixxandru b'xejn fuq it-television.
This program that we're announcing today will ensure that not only can young girls growing up see it, they can be it. We're going to see an explosion in participation in sport. And that is why this $200 million will make a difference to not just recognize that this has been a moment of national inspiration, but to seize the opportunity for the next generation coming up.
Telkar li qabel kienet il-captain tal-Matilda State li l-investiment tal-gvern jaraf il-kisbiet tat-tim tan-nisa Matildas u huwa opportunità biex jinħoloq legat għall-futur tal-isport tan-nisa fl-Awstralja.
The Matildas have taken us on an epic journey, but it's not just about what's happened on the football field, it's got to be about the legacy. It's got to be about what we do next to make sure that kids, regardless of where they come from, can be that starry-eyed little kid like I was, but see women on TV like them. They can have the opportunities, the playing fields, the facilities that enable them to be at their best. It's an absolute privilege to have this opportunity, and I'm really excited to see this absolutely changing the game when it comes to women in sport in this country.
Il-Gvern ta' Victoria qabel li jħallas lill-korpi tal-lob tal-Commonwealth $380 million b'kumpens wara li jikkanċella l-avveniment għas-sena 2026. Il-Premier Daniel Andrews kien tal-aħbar tal-kanċellazzjoni tal-lob ix-xahar li oħor minħabba l-ispejjeż li kienu se jaqbżu il-miljuni tal-kalkulazzjonijiet oriġinali. Wara diskussjonijiet konfidenzjali bel-Istat ta' Victoria, il-Federazzjoni tal-Lob tal-Commonwealth, l-imsieħba tal-Federazzjoni tal-Lob tal-Commonwealth u il-Lob tal-Commonwealth fl-Awstralja, il-Gvern statal qabel li iħallasom is-somma totali ta' $380 million. Il-Premier Daniel Andrews jgħid li huwa sodisfatt b'dak li kiseb il-Gvern fin-negozjati.
The advice I have is that in terms of industry standards and the nature of contract break clauses, this is the best outcome that Victoria could get in those commercial terms. So this brings to an end this matter. There can be no further appeals, there can be no further action, and that is a good thing. As I said, that means the Commonwealth Games authorities can focus on finding a host venue for 26 and beyond, and we can focus on getting thousands of houses built for regional Victorians, together with sporting infrastructure, tourism major events infrastructure, all of that work that we've already announced.
Il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Anthony Albanese impenja ruħu li item id-differenza bejn l-Awstraljani indiġeni u dawk mhux indiġeni, anke jekk referendum għal vuċi indiġena fil-Parlament falli. Imma jgħid li l-impenn ikun aktar diffiċli mingħajr vuċi ta' korp ta' konsulenza fil-Parlament. Il-Prim Ministru qal lil Sky News li ma jkunx hemm opportunità oħra għal bidla effettiva li joffri r-referendum.
I'll still support constitutional recognition, okay. Of course, but there won't be another vote next week,
right,
or next year.
Okay.
I still will do whatever I can to assist closing the gap.
Mm.
But what we know is it will be harder, because okay. A voice will make it easier. There'll be a structured body, advisory body, to government to make it easier.
Il presidente ucraino Volodymyr Zelensky ha barli paesu se jospita forum dwar id-difiza nazjonali li ta' għat id-dinja permesta kollaborazzjoni. Fl-indirizz tiegħu Zelensky qal li iffirma wkoll waħda mill-liġijiet ewlenin li huma meħtieġa għall-Ukrajna biex jibdew in-negozjati ma' l-Unjoni Ewropea.
I have signed one of the key laws necessary for Ukraine to initiate negotiations with the European Union regarding our country's accession. The commencement of negotiations is already scheduled for this year. This law guarantees a transparent, professional, and morally sound selection of judges for the Constitutional Court. Our nation is one step closer to joining the European Union.
Id-dibattitu dwar ir-riforma tat-taxxa fl-Awstralja mistenni jiżdied fix-xhur li ġejjin waqt li l-eks teżorier Laburista Wayne Swan jgħid li n-nies fl-Awstralja jridu jaraw li jsir aktar biex is-sistema tat-taxxa tkun aktar ġusta. Il-President Nazzjonali tal-Partit Laburista Wayne Swan, li serva bħala teżorier fil-gvernijiet ta' Rudd u Gillard, indika li huwa dejjem appoġġi għall-idea ta' taxxa fuq kumpaniji bi profitti kbar. Wayne Swan qal lill-ABC li l-gvern ta' Anthony Albanese diġa ħaxi miżuri dwar dan minn duħa l-gvern fidejh bil-proposta ta' bidliet ta' taxxi fuq kumpaniji multinazzjonali, imma jgħid li jrid isir aktar xogħol.
There's a whole series of steps they're taking in international taxation, and some people would like to see them do more, but the government is implementing the platform that it took to the last election, and there are initiatives when it comes to international tax, and it's not surprising that some people might want to see more done over time.
Fl-sport, il-kapten tat-tim ta' soccer tan-nisa fl-Awstralja, Matildas Sam Kerr, tgħid li jiddispjaċija li l-impenji tat-tazza tad-dinja tagħhom wasal fl-aħħar, imma tħares il-quddiem għal dak li ġej. L-Awstralja tilfet li tirbaħ il-medalja tal-bronż f'dan it-turnew meta tilfet 2-2 kontra l-Iżvezja. Ir-raba' post xorta huwa l-aqwa riżultat miksub fit-tazza tad-dinja tan-nisa.
Yeah, I hope this is only the beginning. I hope this is the start of, you know, a new era for women's football, women's sport and football in this country, because this World Cup has proven that we're a footballing nation and we need to get behind our football teams.
U intemmu dan il-bulletin ta' ħbarijiet parsalejn ir-rapport ta' temp temp daqsxejn imsaħħab mistenni f'Perth u f'Cairns, ħalbit tax-xita mistennija f'Adelaide, f'Melbourne, f'Hobart u f'Canberra, u temp il-biċċa l-kbira xemxi mistenni f'Wollongong, f'Brisbane u anke f'Darwin. Dak kien bulletin ta' ħbarijiet mir-radju ta' l-SBS sal-lum it-tlieta, it-22 jum tax-xahar ta' Awwissu tas-sena 2023.